On behalf of my fathers and myself and the Church of St. George and St. Anthony, we're really blessed and happy that we are gathered together under the name of Christ. There is always an element of joy and peace where we, brothers and sisters, gather together on the name of Christ. We're truly blessed to have this event with us today, and we pray that we'll always feel this unity of love and the Spirit among us, our fellow Christians. I'll leave the floor for Father Jack to come and start the service.
Dear brothers and dear sisters in Christ, chers frères et chères sœurs dans le Christ, my name is Jacques Kabangu, and in my capacity as president of the Christian Council of the Capital Area, I extend my warmest greetings to each and every one of you. It is an honor for the council members who are in front here to welcome you to this significant prayer service for the unity of Christians. En même temps que j'accueille chacun et chacune de vous, j'exprime la profonde joie des membres de ce conseil de vous accueillir à cette rencontre de prière pour l'unité des chrétiens. For more than a century, Christians around the world have been gathering once a year from January 18 to January 25 to pray for their unity. They still gather from various denominations pursuing that tradition. Through our faith in Jesus Christ, we pray today, acknowledging that our unity emanates from the Holy Spirit and asking for our docility to that unity. In view of the participation of the Brazilian churches to the 2015 program for the week of prayer for Christian unity, let us praise the Lord for the blessings brought on by the presence of Christians in Brazil, and at the same time ask the Spirit to keep enlightening them in playing a major role in the task of rebuilding Christian unity. Special thanks go to Father Pham, Father George, Father Anthony, and the whole community of St. George and St. Anthony Church for hosting this gathering. Our presence in this church expresses our desire to remain united in prayer with all persecuted Christians all over the world. The blood of martyrdom shed by our denominations is a strong testimony to unity. Indeed, in the same manner, Christians are united in giving their lives to Christ in death, so should we also be united in living our lives for Christ here and now. A reception will follow this celebration, and all are invited to stay for a moment of fellowship. Let us take this opportunity to celebrate the fraternity that is real among Christians. Nos sentiments de gratitude à la communauté chrétienne de l'Église copte orthodoxe qui nous accueille aujourd'hui. Cette occasion nous permet de concrétiser l'unité qui existe déjà parmi nous. À la fin de cette rencontre, tous et toutes sont invités à rester quelques instants pour fraterniser et nous connaître davantage. Let us ask the Lord Jesus to always assist us in our journey for unity and enable us to overcome our conflicts, our divisions, and our self-seeking. May God fill our hearts with His love, which leads to oneness in His kingdom. Bonne célébration, et que Dieu nous accorde de toujours grandir dans l'unité. Amen. Mais je vais inviter John, you have a few words. Yeah.
Bonjour, hello. Durant la prière de confession, il y aura le chant du Kyrie exécuté par toute l'assemblée. Tout le monde est donc invité à le chanter et puis à continuer en sourdine ces dernières notes au moment où les prières d'intercession sont lues. Cela se présente comme suit. During the prayers of confession, there will be a Kyrie sung by the congregation. Please join the singing of the Kyrie and then hum the last note while the petitions are read. It sounds like this. Kyrie eleison. Ensemble. Kyrie eleison. Merci, thank you.
For the opening hymn, we're going to invite everyone to please join us. A hymn that is said during the midnight psalmody in the Coptic Church, specifically Eve of Saturday moving towards Sunday. You will notice that within this hymn, we are constantly crying out on the name of the Lord Jesus. Please, if you would follow on and join us in prayer.
I sought after you from the depth of my heart, my Lord Jesus, help me. Loosen for me all the bonds of sin, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me. Be a help to me so that you may save me, my Lord Jesus, help me. May your goodness come speedily to me, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me. Overshadow me with the shadow of your wing, my Lord Jesus, help me. In 6 days you have made all the creation, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me. 7 times every day I've raised to praise your name, my Lord Jesus, help me. All the creation glorifies your name, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me. Yours is the lordship and the authority, my Lord Jesus, help me. Make haste, O my God, so that you may save me, my Lord Jesus Christ, help me. Every knee bows down before you, my Lord Jesus, help me. All the diverse tongues together, bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me, turn away your face from all my sins, my Lord Jesus. Help me, blot out, O God, all my iniquities, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. You know my thoughts and you search my depth, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Create in me a clean heart, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Your Holy Spirit, do not take away from me, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Incline your ears, make haste and hear me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Set before me a law in the way of your justice, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Your kingdom, O my God, is an eternal kingdom, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. You are the Son of God. I believe in you, my Lord Jesus. Help me. You carry the sins of the world. Have mercy upon me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Forgive me the multitude of my iniquity, my Lord Jesus. Help me. All of the souls together, bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Have patience with me, do not hasten to destroy me, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Early in the morning I will rise and bless your name, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Your yoke is sweet and your burden is light, my Lord Jesus. Help me. In the accepted time, hear me, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Oh, how beloved is your holy name, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Disperse away from me all of the devils, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me. Sow within me the seed of your righteousness, my Lord Jesus. Help me. Grant us your true peace and forgive us our sin, my Lord Jesus Christ. Help me.
For the invitation to prayer, he may respond in English or French. Pour l'invitation à la prière, vous pouvez répondre soit en anglais ou en français. Souffle en nous le vent de l'unité qui reconnaît notre diversité. Souffle en nous la tolérance qui nous accueille et fait de nous une communauté. Lord, breathe into us fire that unites what is torn apart and heals what is ill. Lord, breathe into us grace that overcomes hatred and frees us from violence. Souffle en nous la vie qui affronte et défait la mort. Béni soit la miséricorde de Dieu qui est Père, Fils et Saint-Esprit et qui souffle où le veut et fait toutes choses nouvelles. Amen.
Amen.
in humility as children of God. In humility as children of God and sisters and brothers, we receive God's mercy and respond to God's call to make new all relationships. Merciful God, you hovered over the waters where diversity sprouted and flourished. We confess our difficulty in living with differences, and we pray for forgiveness for our mindsets, words, and actions that do violence to diversity. Christ, grace and joy among the multitude, listener and teacher who gives birth to visions of hope and heals wounds in body and mind, we confess that we have failed to listen to voices different from our own, and often we omit to say words that bring healing and hope.
Dieu des pèlerins, tu nous as accompagnés dans notre traversée du désert et tu es toujours présent et à l'ouvre dans nos églises. Nous confessons que nous ne sommes pas toujours prêts à appuyer ceux qui réclament à grands cris la solidarité et la fraternité. Nos attitudes sont empreintes d'individualisme et d'exclusion. Christ, Verbe créateur, nous confessons que nous ne prêtons pas l'oreille à ta création qui gronde et qui réclame la libération et le renouveau. Aide-nous à marcher ensemble et à écouter ta voix chez tous les êtres vivants qui souffrent et languissent après la guérison et les soins. Ô Dieu, fontaine de miséricorde et de grâce, verse sur nous ton pardon, puisse votre amour nous transformer en source d'eau vive pour rétablir la force des tiens.
In one moment, we'll be reading the Holy Gospel according to St. John from John chapter 4. Leading up to the Gospel, we typically in the Coptic Church sing a psalm or hymn or chant a psalm that is suitable for the Gospel reading. One of the Coptic priests who is with us in Ottawa, unfortunately, is out of town traveling, but we were fortunate to get him to hymn one of the opening psalms, and we will play it leading the Gospel. Stand for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. John. May his blessings be with us all. Amen. Therefore, when the Lord knew that the Pharisees had heard that Jesus made and baptized more disciples than John, though Jesus himself did not baptize but his disciples, he left Judea and departed again to Galilee, but he needed to go through Samaria. So he came to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the plot of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied from his journey, sat thus by the well. It was about the sixth hour. A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, Give me a drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him,
How is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealing with Samaritans.
Jesus answered and said to her,
If you knew the gift of God, and who it is who says to you, Give me a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water.
The woman said to him,
Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well? And drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock.
Jesus answered and said to her,
Whoever drinks of this water will thirst again, but whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst, but the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life.
The woman said to him,
Sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, and nor come here to draw.
Jesus said to her,
Go, call your husband and come here.
The woman answered and said,
I have no husband.
Jesus said to her,
You have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly.
The woman said to him,
Sir, I perceive you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and the Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship.
Jesus said to her,
Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you will neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth.
The woman said to him,
I know that the Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When he comes, he will tell us all things.
Jesus said to her,
I who speak to you, am he.
And at this point his disciples came, and they marveled that he talked with a woman, yet no one said, What do you seek, or why are you talking with her? The woman left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men,
"Come and see a man who told me all things I ever did. Could this be the Christ?"
Then they went out of the city and came to him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them,
"I have food to eat of which you do not know."
Therefore the disciples said to one another, "Has anyone brought him anything to eat?" Jesus said to them,
"My food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for the harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this the saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors."
And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified,
He told me
all that I ever did."
So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, "Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Glory be to God forever. Amen." Please be seated.
Au nom du Père et du Fils et du Saint-Esprit, un seul Dieu. Amen. La sélection de l'Évangile qui a été sélectionné aujourd'hui n'est pas un hasard. En fait, le message qu'on obtient aujourd'hui en écoutant l'Évangile est un message d'espoir, est un message très personnel pour chacun d'entre nous. En fait, permettez-moi, s'il vous plaît, de vous redire en d'autres mots ce qui s'est passé aujourd'hui dans le contexte de l'Évangile. Aujourd'hui, à la 12e heure, le Seigneur Jésus fait un détour et il décide de se rendre jusqu'à la Samaritée. Et en se rendant là-bas, il attend particulièrement une femme. Et cette femme-là me représente et vous représente. C'est une femme qui se pointe pour aller chercher de l'eau à une heure que, à quelque part, selon les traditions, on apprend que c'est l'heure où est-ce que le soleil est extrêmement, extrêmement fort. En fait, c'est l'heure où est-ce qu'il n'y a personne qui va chercher de l'eau. À quelque part, cette femme-là veut éviter la foule. Il y a quelque chose à l'intérieur de sa vie qu'elle veut absolument éviter. Elle ne veut pas confronter la foule qui la reconnaît comme étant une pécheresse. Et elle décide d'aller chercher de l'eau à un moment où est-ce qu'elle sait très bien qu'elle va se retrouver toute seule. Et en pensant qu'elle allait être toute seule cette journée-là, elle retrouve le Seigneur. Et le Seigneur l'attend impatiemment. Et il lui demande de lui faire service. Et à quelque part, c'est quand même quelque chose d'assez spécial, parce qu'on se pose la question, pourquoi est-ce que le Seigneur aurait besoin que je lui fasse quoi que ce soit? Pourquoi est-ce que le Seigneur aurait besoin que je lui offre quoi que ce soit de mes actions? Mais le Seigneur lui dit, donne-moi à boire. Donne-moi à boire. Et cette relation-là débute avec cette question-là, avec cette demande que le Seigneur fait directement à moi et me demande de lui offrir quelque chose. Et plus tard, à l'intérieur de l'Évangile, on découvre qu'en sincérité, lui, il s'attendait à absolument rien de elle. En fait, lui, il voulait lui offrir quelque chose. Il voulait lui offrir cette eau qui est vivifiante, cette eau qui va lui offrir de la vie. Et cette madame se retrouve devant le Seigneur et finalement, il lui dit, « Je suis prête à ouvrir tes yeux. » Je suis prête à t'inviter à l'intérieur de la vie que j'ai à t'offrir. mais j'ai besoin que tu me fasses quelque chose de nouveau. Va chercher ton mari. Va chercher ton mari. » Le Seigneur sait très, très bien c'est quoi la réponse à cette question-là. Et elle répond honnêtement en disant « Je n'ai pas de mari. » Et finalement, on réalise que cette femme-là est bel et bien une pécheresse. Et qu'elle a eu 5 maris. Et que l'homme avec qui elle vit aujourd'hui n'est pas du tout son mari. Et si moi, je serais à la place du Seigneur Jésus, elle ayant finalement dit la vérité, qu'elle ne vit pas avec son mari, je crois dans ma faiblesse que je l'aurais accusée, que j'aurais porté jugement. Mais le Seigneur fait toujours le contraire de ce que l'homme fait. Et le Seigneur l'accueille avec de l'amour. Et le Seigneur lui offre une motivation qu'on retrouve ailleurs dans l'Évangile. Il lui dit « Tu as bien répondu. » Et grâce à ça, il réussit à gagner cette femme-là qui est devant lui. Et cette femme qui est pécheresse devient un des premiers évangélistes. Et elle retourne à la foule. Les mêmes personnes qu'elle voulait éviter deviennent les personnes qu'elle va d'elle-même aller chercher pour leur dire « Venez et rencontrez un homme qui a changé ma vie. Venez et rencontrez un homme qui m'a dit tout ce que j'ai fait dans ma vie. » C'est cette même madame qui, il y a quelques heures, a fait exprès d'éviter la foule à cause d'un sentiment de culpabilité. Mais quand on vient et on s'unifie au Seigneur, il enlève ce sentiment. Quand il nous offre l'eau vivifiante, on vit de nouveau. La mort qui se retrouve à l'intérieur de moi à cause de mon péché, il l'enlève. À cause de son avenue, il a détruit la mort. Et à cause de ça, aujourd'hui, j'ai de l'espoir pour dire que je suis capable de vivre à nouveau grâce à lui. Et comme cette madame, je me retrouve aujourd'hui devant le Seigneur. Et le Seigneur me dit, « Va chercher les autres. Va chercher les autres. » Et ce que moi, je t'ai montré, va et démontre aux autres ce que j'ai fait pour toi. Va démontre aux autres et témoigne du fait que j'ai changé ta vie. Et ce message-là n'est pas seulement entre les chrétiens et les non-chrétiens. Mais l'objectif aujourd'hui, c'est qu'on soit en mesure, tout le monde ensemble, de signifier à ce même Jésus-Christ. D'être en mesure de mettre de côté nos différences et de dire comme quoi nous avons Jésus-Christ qui est la personne qui nous unit tous. Qu'à quelque part, c'est ce personnage-là, c'est notre Dieu au Sauveur qui nous a tous rencontrés un par un pour nous dire « Donnez-moi à boire pour que finalement, lui, il nous offre quelque chose. » Et cette chose-là, c'est justement sa propre vie. C'est l'eau vivifiante qui va renouveler la vie à l'intérieur de moi et qui va détruire la mort que j'essaye de cacher à cause de mes péchés. Gloire à Dieu éternellement, maintenant et à jamais éternellement. Amen.
Merci, Père Anthony. And now we'll call on the Reverend Pastor Rezan Joper Santos to speak to us about Christianity in Brazil.
I was honored by the invitation I received from Reverend Martin. And I'm glad to be here. I join you for this meeting, especially because today you are lifting my country up in your prayers. And I'm so happy that you're praying for Brazil. It's very important knowing that thing. First of all, I'd like to tell you that I'm so privileged being a pastor here in Canada. And one of the reasons is that my parents were brought to Jesus through a missionary, a North American missionary. And I think that God just called me here to pay back a little bit for what the great thing I received from people like you, amazing people. I was ordained as pastor in 1981. It's a couple of years ago. And I have served as a pastor in Brazil in several churches. And then I came to Canada in 2005. When Reverend Martin told me that it would be a bilingual service, I got a little excited because I thought that I would be able to speak in Portuguese. Then I realized that it's not Portuguese, English and French. And that's okay. At least I can say some words in English. And actually, some friends of mine once told me that English is the language of heaven. And I asked why. He's a Brazilian pastor, and he told me that's because it takes an eternity to learn. Let me pass on to you, as I was invited to share some Brazilian Christians thought the Christian church in Brazil. And let me start by saying that, generally speaking, the Christian church in Brazil are growing faster than the Christian church in Canada. I think that you all know this. I'm not sure. And Brazilian people are known as religiously inclined more than any other people in of South American countries. And is a very mystic people. Recent census have revealed that around 90% of Brazilian population subscribe to some religious ideal. Only around 1% of its population do not believe in God. On the other hand, the non-religious percentage is getting high and high. So that's something that you should pray for, because Brazil also have this kind of thing. The Christian religion growth in Brazil, let me tell you this. The Christian traditional churches in Brazil are declining in membership. But the Pentecostal churches are experiencing growth, and the new Pentecostal churches are experiencing the largest growth in Brazil. I think that it happened not just in Brazil, but in some other countries around the world. I'd like to tell you about what I think that's a positive aspect of the Christian church in Brazil. Is that the Christian church in Brazil is experiencing a wave of revival. I was in Brazil last October, and I had the privilege of preaching in some churches, and I could see this. I have a brother who is a pastor, and he started a church, I think that 15 years ago. And this church is, you know, there is over 1,000 members. It's a very great growth that you can see there. But for our prayers tonight, I think that's good for you to know about some aspects that's not so positive that should pray for as you're talking about the Christianity in Brazil, the Christian churches in Brazil. The negative aspect I'd like to pass on to you is that there are numerous recent scandals involving mainline Pentecostal and Neo-Pentecostal denominations. It's some very sad reality in Brazil. Scandals related to moral aspect, like involving money, sexual sex, and things like this. And another kind of scandal is the political aspect that you can see many denominations, especially the new Pentecostal denomination in Brazil, nominating their members to be politicians, and that they can be elected and represent that the interest of that church at the Brazilian National Congress. I don't think that it's a good thing. And the last thing is about secularism. Many churches in Brazil, especially the new Pentecostal churches, are having this kind of problem, especially introducing new songs involving romantic music styles or lyrics, sensual dances and choreographies. So things that I don't think that is really something that you should do as Christians, Christian church. So I think that my request for you tonight, this evening, is that you should pray for Brazil, because there is a great potential of the Christian church there. Brazil can lead us in missionaries' number, for example, in all the world. And Brazil also, because of the people, as I told you, that's really inclined to the spiritual mirror, may be a very powerful country that can lead us in that world, in this leading people to Christ. So please remember these aspects and pray for this, because I think that God has great things to do through Brazil for all or to all the world. And I thank you, and God may bless you all.
Please stand for the reading of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God.
God the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men, for our salvation, came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit, and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from the dead, according to the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven, he sits at the right hand of his Father, and he is coming in his glory to judge the living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, who believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver, who proceeds from the Father, with the Father and Son, worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic Apostolic Church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins, we look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the age to come.
Amen. Please be seated. I'll invite Father Jock to lead us in intercessory prayers. Father Jock will lead the prayers in French, and then Mrs. Suzanne Lay from the Multi-Housing Initiative will continue in English.
Dieu éternel, ton fils a demandé de l'eau et la femme a demandé en retour l'eau vive. Toi qui pourvois à nos besoins, nous te demandons maintenant ce dont nous avons le plus grand besoin. Dieu de miséricorde éternelle, en tant qu'individu formant une communauté, nous te demandons la lumière afin que nous puissions devenir plus accueillants et plus compréhensifs à l'égard des autres et allégeons la souffrance dans notre monde.
God of love, hear our prayer.
Dieu de compassion infinie, enseigne à tes enfants que la charité, l'hospitalité et l'unité sont des expressions de la révélation et de ta volonté pour l'humanité.
God of love, hear our prayer.
Dieu de compassion infinie, nous demandons ta paix. Enseigne-nous et guide-nous à devenir des bâtisseurs d'un monde tolérant et non violent.
God of love.
God of eternal compassion, who spoke to us through creation, then through the prophet, and last through your Son, Jesus Christ, grant us your wisdom to listen to your voice that resounds through our diversity and calls us to unity.
Dieu d'amour, entend notre prière.
God of eternal compassion, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who as a stranger asked for a drink from a Samaritan woman, give us living water for which will become a source of unity in us, springing up into eternal life through your Holy Spirit.
Dieu d'amour.
God, who is with us and walks in our midst, grant us this day the grace of your light and spirit, so that we may continue our mission and remain faithful, welcoming, and listening to those who are different from us. Grant us your light so that we may change our violent actions and end all sorts of discrimination that hinders us from seeing the life that comes from you everywhere and in everybody. Grant us your light so that we may reform our attitudes and enable our churches to be welcoming spaces where feast and forgiveness, joy and tenderness, strength and faith become our daily practice, our daily food, our daily movement forward in Jesus Christ, who taught us to pray, thankfully saying,
Our Father,
who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Please be seated. Now, Mr. Gordon Smith, the treasurer of the Christian Council of the Capital Area, will explain to us where tonight's donations will be given.
The Christian Council of the Capital Area will be giving the donations from today's service to the Gloucester Emergency Food Cupboard. La collecte recueillie lors de la célébration sera pour la Banque Alimentaire Locale. If you wish, you may place your offering in the basket at the back as you leave the service. If you wish a receipt for charitable purposes for amounts of $20 or more, you should fill out an envelope.
Thank you, Mr. Gordon. And now the Reverend David Sherwin will lead an offertory prayer.
Jesus teaches us to offer our lives as a sign of love and compassion. We pray that we may become living offerings dedicated to the ministry of God's word and God's grace as we present our gifts. Let us pray. God of living water, we bring our gifts to you, tokens of the work of our hands and the love of our hearts. Accept them and use them through the love of Christ. Amen.
And now the Reverend Father Marcos will lead us in a benediction in French, and we'll follow with one in English.
Que Dieu vous bénisse et vous protège, qu'il accorde à vos pieds l'énergie pour faire du bien et à vos bras la force pour embrasser. Que Dieu remplisse vos cœurs de tendresse et vos yeux de joie, vos oreilles de musique et vos narines de son parfum. Que le Dieu de sagesse inonde votre langue de chant et votre âme de joie.
Father George Mikhail will continue in English.
May God give you the gates of the desert, silence, trust, clean water, infusing in you new energies, giving faith to hope. Que Jésus-Christ, eau vive, soit derrière vous pour vous protéger, à vos côtés pour vous accompagner, en vous pour vous consoler, devant vous pour vous guider, au-dessus de vous pour vous bénir. May the Spirit who transforms grant you the serenity of the mountains, the freshness of the waters, the lightness of the breeze, the brightness of the sun, the luminosity of the moon, the peace of the infinite. Amen.
Now I'll call upon Father Mikhail Pham to send us off and to call us to share peace with one another. And Father will also bless us as we leave with sprinkling of holy water, as is fitting for tonight's theme.
May God, who teaches us to welcome each other and calls us to practice hospitality, grant us peace and serenity as we move forward in the path of unity in diversity. Let us share the sign of peace with each other and proceed to the reception in the hall. My beloved, in the tradition of Coptic Orthodox Church, we conclude the prayers with the following prayers. And also, we, in every liturgy and after, as we finish, we let the people to go in peace by sprinkling them water, which attended the service that we had before. So we kept some water for us to share tonight. And talking about the water that we talked about a lot tonight, it's a sign of life, it's a sign of blessing, and this is why the church is practicing baptism through water, as Christ said, born of spirit out of the water. So now the love of God the Father, the grace of the only begotten Son, our Lord, God and Savior, Jesus Christ, the communion, the gift, and the Holy Spirit be with you all. Go in peace, the peace of the Lord be with you. So we'll sprinkle you with water, and please, as we join us in the lobby outside, we have some time to have a fellowship together. Thank you again for coming and having the blessing to be with us in our parish tonight. We pray for the unity and we pray for love all through the word, not only for Christians, but all the humanity. We pray for places of, the turmoil and the war and people are suffering worldwide. Thank you so much again on behalf of my fathers and everybody from the council. Thank you for having the blessing to share with us tonight. And pray for us. We pray together as well.
How lovely it is to get together in love. Our Lord teaches us when to meet in my name together. I'll always be in between the gather. O Lord, come now and join us here. We ask you to come and give us cheer. Fill us with joy from your Holy Spirit, and peace no riches can provide. O Lord, come now and join us here. We ask you to come and give us cheer. Fill us with joy from your Holy Spirit, and peace no riches can provide. The Lord is here, always with us. How lovely He is, how content we are. We talk to Him, and He always listens. He'll always be with us in us. O Lord, come now and join us here. We ask you to come and give us cheer. Fill us with joy from your Holy Spirit, and peace no riches can provide. O Lord, come now and join us here. We ask you to come and give us cheer. Fill us with joy from your Holy Spirit, and peace no riches can provide.
Thank you for blessing us with your presence tonight. As Father Michael Pham said, please join us in the reception. As you exit the church, there's baskets for those who wish to donate to the local charity, and then proceed on to the just outside the church area for a small gathering. Thank you.